It's a UFC 275 preview show. We're going to give you some winning picks. We're going to preview the fights. Glover Teixeira, Jiří Procházka, Valentina Shevchenko, Tyler Santos, Zhang Weili, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Will Joanna become a rhinoceros again? Let's find out.
Let's go!
It's the famous rhinoceros fight, AJ. You remember the rhinoceros?
Why don't we make a t-shirt of that, man? I've been waiting for like 4 years for that.
All right. You haven't been because it was not 4 years ago, but... Oh, look at that t-shirt that Fred has. Nice, Fred.
What is it?
Look at Fred's
shirt. Where's mine?
Fred, get up a little
bit. Where's mine, man?
Oh, nice.
Wow, look at that.
Merch.ringsidereport.net. Go get the merch. Got some brand new stuff on the website. Fred's wearing his brand new shirt. AJ, you'll get yours on Saturday when you come over for the watch-along.
Hola, chico.
Hola, pendejo.
Let me see the back of it, Freddy. Let me see the back of that t-shirt.
¿Qué pasa, cabrón?
I want to see... Come on, Freddy. Show those buns.
I got wires and everything, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, stop messing with Fred.
No, because the back of the shirt looks pretty impressive. I'll tell you that much. Because
I might be showing some plumber, but I don't know, man.
Nothing we haven't seen
saying,
before.
Don't make me turn.
So UFC 275 coming up on Saturday, boys. Going to give you our picks. Did pretty well last weekend. AJ.
Not I, man. Not I, dude. That was my worst. But I told you on Thursday that it's a long shot, man. This is like a three-legged horse. I said it could come out because of it's an afternoon show. Things sometimes go like sour for like the favorites. You know, but it didn't go AJ's way. It went down like pretty hard. But
it went down
pretty
hard.
It was a good fight. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Team Dave looked pretty good last weekend. Parlay, one. Gave you Blanchfield, Saint-Denis, Kovalkiewicz, Osborne, and Volkov. If you bet with Team Dave last weekend, $20 won you about $200 over at bet99.com. Not a bad payout. And I know last weekend, or last Thursday on the show, Patrick C. Hamilton asking me, what's the best way to make money on this card? And I said, Karolina Kovalkiewicz, plus 100, the underdog. And she came through with a nice submission victory in the second round for us, cashing in. Nice win there from Karolina, and nice payout with Team Dave. But it wasn't just Team Dave that won last weekend. It was also Team AJ. What is happening?
No, it wasn't Team AJ. It was Team
Fred. Oh, sorry,
Fred.
Team Fred. Was that a highlight from the rhinoceros thing? I got confused by the graphic on the screen. It was from the rhinoceros show.
Oh, man, I missed it. I was like,
I think there's audio on Joanna's head. She's starting to look like one of those aliens from Star Trek, like with that thing on her forehead.
Maybe you should put the... How about we do the video with the audio at the same time? Can we do that? Could we do the video and audio at the same time? We saw the video, then we had the audio. And I'm wondering if we can do both.
That welt on Joanna's head, she's starting to look like one of those aliens from Star Trek, like with that thing on her forehead. She's starting to look like this dude right here. Look at that. Look at that thing on her head. Man, her forehead is bad.
I'm looking a little bit like a rhinoceros.
Scary looking. Did you say rhinoceros?
Yeah.
Like it's a dinosaur? It's rhinoceros.
Same thing, man.
Rhinoceros sounds like some sort of dinosaur. It's rhinoceros.
Potato, potato. We always get into this.
You call it rhinoceros?
Well,
you pronounce the animal rhinoceros a rhinoceros?
Same thing, Dave.
Not the same thing. One's correct and one's not. It's not potato, potato. It's not rhinoceros, rhinoceros.
Listen, man, whatever you think.
It's rhinoceros.
I'm sure all of England agrees with me.
I'm sure they pronounce it this way. It makes no sense. Rhinoceros.
Listen, that's, man, don't get mad at me. Ireland agreed with me with the data thing.
Rhinoceros, that's my favorite thing.
Should be a wrestling name. Rhinoceros.
That's a good one. Luchasaurus is a guy. Rhino is a guy. If they had a son. Yeah.
Come here, Connor. Where's Connor?
So great moments like that await us this coming Saturday night for the UFC 275 watch-along. Going to have my buddy AJ here with me. Freddie is invited, but I don't think he's going to come. He's going to be at home drinking that Barry Dr. Pepper. I got it for him, AJ. I'm not messing around,
it,
eh?
Man.
I'm not messing
that
around.
It's excellent.
Yeah, it's
Isn't
tasty.
That good?
It's really good. Yep. I love it. I might even let you have one when you come over on Saturday, AJ.
Look, I'll tell you something. If I have time on Saturday, I'll go get some smoked meat, and we'll have it with smoked meat. That's the best combination, the best marriage. Kind of like rhinosaurus. You take a rhino, you take a saurus, you put it together.
You take a saurus? What's
That's
a saurus?
What Connor says. Connor said the same thing. He says, you know what? AJ, you know, that AJ, he's right.
Who says that?
Connor.
Yeah, Connor's always, Connor McGregor's always talking about AJ. Shout out to the members, Doug Hepburn, Angelo Contagonis. Doug says, Team Dave made me $40 on a $5 parlay last week. Hell yeah,
nice.
Doug, that's what
Damn,
I'm talking
you
about.
You should have put more, Doug. You should have put more, Doug.
So
$40 would have got you a nice payoff.
Yeah, well, I somehow wound up losing money last weekend because I didn't do it right. Aaron Blanchfield, Benoit Saint-Denis, Carolina Kovalkiewicz, Ode Osborne, and Alexander Volkov were the Team Dave winners last weekend. The Volkov fight was a little, I thought that was an early nice. Stoppage. I thought Biggie Boy got
know.
Himself out of trouble. I don't know. He was still
know,
fighting. I think he was all right.
I don't know.
He was getting a lot of shots still. Like, I've seen worse stoppages. Yeah, it might have been a bit early, but he was, like, curling up and just, like, protecting himself. At some point, you can't just be taking shots, man. You got to get out of there, which he did once it finished.
Well, that's it. Once you did. And can you not, like, cover? Like, is it – you're not allowed – it's defense. You can't do that for a bit and, like, not move. Do you always have to be moving, or can you stand there for a bit and cover up and – take a couple and then
I think
moving.
I saw him get a couple of good shots. Like, his knees buckled at some point and all, so I got no problem with the finish.
I thought he was still in it.
He didn't complain. That's the difference. Like, you know, some guys complain like it's an early stoppage and they're all like going wild and everything. He knew, man. Look,
I thought he complained a bit.
Yeah, everybody's going to complain, but he complained just
So you're saying he didn't complain, but he did complain. So did
no,
he complain? I thought
not
he did.
Really.
All right.
He didn't. He wasn't like fighting it that he was wrongfully stopped. To be honest, I took Jairzinho in this fight. My pick was he's got the biggest hands in the UFC and he was going to KO Volkov. But look, he lost, man.
He doesn't have the biggest hands in the UFC.
I think he does. I think he has the biggest hands in the UFC.
No.
He doesn't have the biggest
Lewis.
Heart.
Derek
he
Lewis,
doesn't have
I think.
The biggest.
Derek Lewis.
I think Jairzinho has bigger hands. I think we went back on this like way back, and I think Jairzinho has bigger hands.
I don't care about his hand size, really.
Well, you know what they say: your hand size usually matches your.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true.
I don't
that's
know,
not true.
Because I don't have the biggest
AJ's
hands,
big
and let
hands.
Me tell you, brother.
I was gonna throw in a Jewish joke out there, but it's okay.
My hands ain't that big, but let me tell you, brother, I'm packing heat. goddamn, what the hell am I talking about? I'm eating my famous banana bread as we're doing this show. So just so you know, Fred,
banana bread. Oh,
yeah,
that's my
Dave's
favorite.
Dave's famous banana bread. So as this show progresses, things may go off the rails. Oh, Patrick forgot to bet last week. That sucks, Patrick, because we would have won.
Man.
We won. We all won. Team Dave parlay won. Team Dave's Carolina pick won. And what's the other story? Fred, give me your winners. Who won for you?
Alonzo Menifield. He defeated that Askar guy. Man, that Askar guy looks a fraud, man. His record was all bullshit. They found a bunch of losses like in the days before his fight. And he got destroyed, man, by Alonzo Menifield, man. Great performance by Alonzo Menifield. And the next time Askar fights, I'm betting against him, man. He didn't look good.
Listen,
who
Freddy,
else did you have, though, on your parlay?
I had Carolina. I had Volkov. And what was the other fight? I'm forgetting.
You had Benoit Saint-Denis.
All right. Mavzar.
Frenchie.
Did you have Mavzar over Ige?
No.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I picked Mavzar, but he wasn't on my parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and when I saw Ige loss, I thought of you, AJ, because
I know,
man, you had a bad week last week.
Yeah, you got destroyed, AJ.
Like, I told you, man, it was a long shot. It was a three-legged horse. As soon as it started, I'm like, Ozzy Osbourne won, and I was so happy. I'm like, Osbourne won, and he won well. I'm like, ooh, this thing's good. And to be honest, I didn't put down Menifield in that parlay, which I wanted to, because the same thing like Freddie said, Askar came in, and all of a sudden, they took away five fights or something like that, and then some other questionable fights. I've never seen that happen in pro fights in all my life. It's all of a sudden, the guy's coming to – yeah, so there was something questionable about it.
Let's tell the story a little bit because we haven't really explained what happened. This guy, Askar Mozarov. Askar is a different guy. He's a flyweight. This guy, Askar Mozarov, who fought Alonzo Menifield at light heavyweight last weekend, came into the fight, and he had like a 21-4 record, say. I don't know exactly what it was. But then as the week progressed, people were like, well – here's this fight that we uncovered, and you lost this one, and you lost this one. So it turned out his record wasn't 21-4; it was like 21-9. They found five.
Well, now it says 19-13.
Now it's 19-13. It went down again.
Right, there you go. So so he had some fights that he claimed were wins on his record were actually losses, and that got rectified at some point. But you know, fights are happening in places where they're not always televised or recorded or whatever, and I guess there were some lies on his record to pad his resume to get him into the UFC.
Props to him.
Well, I don't know.
He got to the UFC, man. That's the goal. Get to the big show. Once you're there, though, you got to make something.
Well, that's it. Once you're there, don't get knocked out in the first round, which is what happened to him. You know, he got knocked out in the first round. That's what happens when you lie your way into competition. Sometimes you face somebody who really belongs to be there, and they smash you to pieces. Weird.
And you
know, weird
story. You should have come out to the old song from Will Smith there, I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson, you know, just to get the gimmick full.
Is that a song by Will Smith?
Of course, man.
I mean, he couldn't even put Chris Rock down with a slap. What the hell is he thinking?
This is old school, man. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson.
I still don't give him a shot. This guy got into one little fight, and his mom got scared and sent him to move to his auntie and uncle in Bel Air. One little fight. You're telling me this guy's going to beat Mike Tyson? Even back in the day. One little fight, and his mom got scared.
Listen, man, if it came down to like Will Smith or whatever his name, the Fresh Prince versus Carlton, man, I'd give it to Carlton because that guy can move. Remember this. Every good fighter is a great dancer, man.
Well, he looks in better shape. Like, he's built. Carlton's pre-built still.
Yeah.
Or he was.
You got to be. You got to be if you're Carlton, man, because everybody's making fun of you. You're a joke. You got to be Jack just to defend yourself. You know?
So who had a crush on Hillary here? Of course, everybody.
I mean, I was more an Aunt Viv guy, you know?
Which one?
Both of them, baby. Both of them at the same time.
You like the older ones, Dave. That's okay, bud. That's cool.
Well, I'm going to say something. I was going to say something, but I refrained.
What? You're going to say cougar?
No, I'm not going to say what I can't. I can't always say the things that come into my brain. It's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
I can't always do it. I'm not like you, AJ. I do have a filter. What's happening? Who's texting me?
Listen, just think about this.
AJ's mic has a problem.
What? AJ's mic is brand new, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll deal with that next week, right? Do we have to deal with that tonight? AJ's mic is bad. Overmodulated. You need to lower the input volume.
What the hell does that mean?
But it's for next week. It's for next week. We'll fix it, AJ. Don't worry about it.
Stop getting hyped up, man. You know, calm a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Doug Heppern says, too funny, boys. The rest of the world is missing out. I agree. There are not enough people watching our show. It is outrageous. I realize that we are not that good at YouTube compared to other people that I see. I don't understand what's going on here. My son started watching these YouTube videos. So I don't know if this has started happening to you guys. Maybe, Fred, it'll start happening to you pretty soon. But my son is going to be 5 here in a couple of weeks. And he's now just searching YouTube on his own. There's, you know, within limits, within... You know, I'm supervising, but he's searching YouTube. He's watching video games and stuff like that. He stumbled upon these guys. AJ, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm just testing the mic, man.
He stumbled upon these guys that I've never heard of in my life. They're called the Unspeakable guys. I don't know if one guy is called Unspeakable or they're all Unspeakables. I don't know. It is unbelievable. But this Unspeakable guy is just these three goofy kids doing dumb stuff, giggling like idiots at nothing. They're just laughing. I don't understand what's going on with these guys. They have like tens of millions of views on everything they put out, right? Like millions and millions of views. They seem to have a lot of money. And I'm watching this video with my son. My son thinks it's hilarious. So it's obviously built for like five-year-olds, you know? He thinks they're so funny and they're so entertaining. And I'm sitting there like, these guys are just annoying. They're just like annoying children. You know, teens or maybe early 20s. I'm not really sure. But it's like the Logan Paul, Jake Paul type of thing. They go out, they do goofy things. They're goofy, they giggle, and people love it for some reason. So these guys...
Come on, man.
Millions...
We had Jackass.
Yeah, we had Jackass. Yeah. No, you're right. You're
like,
right.
You know,
but this, these guys, millions of views, okay? And I'm watching this video this morning with my son. He's watching it. And he's and then this guy's like, hey, guys, come see us July 30th for our live show at the Toyota Center in Houston. These guys are selling out arenas where the UFC is playing, where WWE goes, where the Houston Rockets play their basketball games. These YouTube children who, like, make Minecraft videos and I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're selling out arenas, you know, and I don't think they're too funny. So all this to say, please like, subscribe, and share this video as much as you can, because if I could get, you know, a small percentage of these Unspeakable fellows, I think I'd be doing real, real well, because they are living it up. And it's amazing to me that I'm at a point now in my life where I'm at this age where I'm out of touch with a lot of things going on. There could be some things that millions of people are into and are very, very popular, and I will have no clue that they even exist. It feels like the Jake Paul thing or the Logan Paul thing. It's that type of stuff. And I think it's a really – sorry, AJ, but I just think that it's a cool thing that we get now because we have young children. We're going to be kind of aware of things that we wouldn't ordinarily be aware of, like these Unspeakable kids who – and it seems like there's a bunch of them out there on YouTube, you know? Like, there's a bunch of these kids that aren't really interesting, but other people like them, and they have millions of views and millions of, you know, everything. It's crazy. Sorry,
Coach, AJ. Coach.
Yeah.
Put me in. Sorry. Listen, man, it was AJ that brought you to light about Jake Paul. Imagine that. It took me to bring it to you. And when I did, you were like, get the hell out of these guys are shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to tell you something. Dave, listen. Freddie, you're a witness to this too, man. Freddie was witness. You guys got mad at me. You were calling me like all kinds of like pretty bad names. You're like full of shit.
Well,
listen to this. But you got to admit one thing. When it all came out with the Jake Paul thing, when we first saw him fight, I knew that it was going to change the game of sports. I knew it. I knew it at that moment, man. And I'm saying this. Just this week, I sent Dave a screenshot with the Jake Paul fight with Tyron Woodley too. We got over 10,000 views on that show. Like, that's not a joke. Over 10,000 views.
I know,
with
but
the Jake Paul
see,
thing.
Here's the thing, AJ. You know, that sounds like a lot, and it is for us. But these Unspeakable guys, if they did a video with 10,000 views, they'd be depressed. They'd be like, oh, no, we're fucked, guys. It's over. You know, like, I'm saying, it's good for us, and it's cool, and I'm happy that there's so many people that watch us, and I love that Doug Heffern dropped a super chat, and he says, Ringside Report live show at Bell Center, and Angelo says, I love that, Doug. Sign me up. And I'm sure that Angelo and Doug would buy tickets as long as they're not too expensive.
So
but I don't
the
know
Bell
if
Center.
I don't think we're selling out the Bell Center, man. I don't think people – I don't think we could afford, A, to rent out the Bell Center.
I say every week we need to do a stunt. Like AJ's going to be our Dave Osborne, and he just does like a stupid stunt. And that's going to sell, man.
They do call me Super Dave, though, no?
That's right. Super Dave, Fantastic Freddy, Hollywood AJ. Listen, man, we've been doing kinds of crazy shit. I've been doing that stuff like way back at TSN when I was running the streets. Listen – what I say is this. Let's get these Unspeakable.
Maybe if I just
quirks.
Start talking like this, it'll help. I can just start talking.
You know? Like Super Dave? All right.
Hey, Dave. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you
something.
This is why
our show is not getting millions of views.
Ah, fuck it. Who cares? we're gonna get millions of views. We do. We got pretty good views. But all we got to do is we got to get like into the coattails of guys that are really like – you know, making the trends, like a Jake Paul, like you know, Freddie wanted to fight Jake Paul. Let's do it, man. I'm behind that. I want to see Freddie.
I want to fight Jake Paul.
You wanted to fight Jake Paul, Fred?
No, I don't want to fight Jake Paul.
Me neither.
He'll lock me out.
I'm saying, dude. Mm-hmm. So what? It's for the rings, Freddie. Remember what I said? I said I was going to take a punch by
CTE,
Mike Tyson.
Man.
Listen, dude, if it means that our show is going to get more views, I'll take a punch by Mike Tyson.
But I won't.
No. I'll take a square on the jaw.
He'd be hard to grapple.
Dave,
plus, he's juiced
set it up.
I think he's got college or high school wrestling or something. Too.
He does. Yeah so high school wrestling. Look, he's a big boy, but I think.
I mean, you're the most accomplished grappler here, man.
Yeah, AJ.
You fight him.
I want to box him. Forget about the grappling. Yeah. I could do an MMA, you know, for sure. If we do MMA, he's going down.
First of all, but I'm gonna tell you something. Would never happen. And second of all, he'd beat you, so.
Fuck that. He ain't beating me nothing. I told you about Connor way back. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
He'd also beat you very badly.
Not with a broken leg.
You're in your 50s. What are you talking about?
So what? I'm not in my
It's a boxing
friend,
fight. How are you going to break his leg?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I'm going to win. Do you think it's all like, you know, fair and games? No way, man. AJ's going to go for the ratings.
You know how
like
boxing
Amber,
works?
Like Amber Tord and Johnny Depp. I told you, if we did a small, like,
don't say that.
You know, come on, Dave. If we would have done something on Johnny Depp and fighting and all that, we would have got all kinds of views, which we kind of did. All to say is this. These unspeakable kids, whatever they are.
They're amazing.
Let's bring them on the show.
They wouldn't come on. They're too big time for us, I'm saying. They're selling out the Toyota Center in Houston. What are you talking about, man? These guys are big. I don't understand.
Never heard of them.
I never heard of them either until like 3 days ago when my son became obsessed with them. Now all he wants to do is watch these guys. Huh?
I'm going to find these guys. They're called Unspeakable.
Yeah, if you search for them on YouTube, I'm sure you'll find them because they're very popular.
They got like a website with some merch.
Oh, yeah, they got tons of merch. These guys are, I'm telling you, they are basically children and they're living it up. They're doing very well for themselves. I need to figure out how they're doing it. Maybe I just need to do dumb stunts on YouTube and then that'll be, you know?
Is that one of the guys named Nathan?
I think so. I think the main guy.
These guys are like in their
early
20s, man.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah. So here we go. We can do a challenge with these guys easily, man.
A challenge.
So it's a done deal. Challenge, man.
I'll fight them. I'll fight those guys. Easy. I'll smash those guys. I'll definitely beat those guys.
Look, three of us versus three of them, man. Let's do a wrestling match, man. That's it. We'll be the three amigos versus the
three Let me tell you something, Unspeakables. I will smash you to pieces. I'll beat you with one hand tied behind my back. Easy peasy. I'll beat you blindfolded like AJ would do with no sight.
Damn.
Blindfolded.
I just clicked a random video and it has 20 million views.
I know. And you've never heard of these guys in your life.
Listen, man.
It's crazy.
Pays, bud. Marketing pays. It's all about marketing in the end.
Yeah,
and the other day
it's
I
all
found
about dumb stunts and Minecraft.
The other day I found on YouTube a guy that was doing only reviews of Legos, and man, he was getting crazy. Man, people love Legos, but he was getting crazy amount of views. Also,
well,
I think we
them,
need to
man.
Talk
you
about
it. We shouldn't be jealous shows. About anybody. Good for them, man. Good for them.
We talk about what, Fred?
Sideshow stuff like whatever, you know, Johnny Depp, he's popular, we gotta talk about him. Jake Paul, we gotta talk about him. Yeah, we gotta talk about whatever people follow.
Freddie, well, how long have I been saying that shit all the way from TSN when you were shooting me with Nerf
did a watch along for the Johnny Depp verdict?
Yeah, man, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking AJ world, man. It only took 7 years for you guys to finally realize it. I used to get hit with Nerf guns. I used to get like,
well, how about this? I just saw what's trending on Twitter, so I wanted to stay up to date with Fred. And I just saw Jason Alexander was trending on Twitter, and I thought George Costanza's trending. Why is he trending, Jason Alexander? It turns out Britney Spears' wedding was just dramatically interrupted as her first husband, Jason Alexander, not George Costanza, a different guy. This guy showed up trying to crash the event, resulting in a police response. Britney Spears was about to get married to a much younger man. And her husband, Jason Alex. It might have been George.
Remember that episode? He had a bad side. And you know, the cute girl loved it. Because he had a bad side.
Yeah, maybe.
But then he had to call his father because they were in jail.
Are you saying you want a piece of me? Classic. Yeah, so it's not George Costanza. George Costanza was not married to Britney Spears. But apparently Britney's wedding was interrupted
by a guy
that wasn't George Costanza. So there you go, Fred. What do you think about Britney Spears, the conservatorship being over? Should she be getting married? Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, like, Britney Spears is my generation. I remember I used to work for a cheese company delivering cheese, and I would listen to Britney Spears when it was on the radio, man. Oops, she did it again. I'm trying to remember a second song. I'm not sure. But anyways, man, I like Britney Spears, man. What's happened with her, man? Her father's pretty fucked up, supposedly.
Yeah, he was, like, controlling her life. She was under this conservatorship, but she's not anymore. Now she's, like, free. She can do what she wants, so she's getting married. But, I don't know. She seems a little kooky, you know?
But she's marrying a guy named Sam Asghari. Are we talking about the same guy here, or am I losing it?
What do you mean?
It says here, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari set to marry in intimate wedding.
Yeah, they tried to do it, but then Jason Alexander crashed the show, and he was like, serenity now, you know? Crazy.
Actually, there's a video on TMZ where the police rush and tackle, like, Jason Alexander. Now I'm wondering if it's, like, really... George,
I'm getting tackled, baby.
You know I would do it, bud. You know I would do that, man. Like, in a heartbeat. It wouldn't take much. Because in the end, I'll tell you, just before I go to jail, get some money, get, like, you know, get a GoFundMe page and get AJ out. But it's all for the ratings, bud. You got to do it for the ratings.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We talk about, like... all these young kids watching stuff that we don't understand. These young kids probably don't have a clue who George Costanza is. Yeah, it's sad.
That's right.
It's probably.
That's right. They don't. They have no idea who George Costanza is. Probably they wouldn't have any idea who Britney Spears is.
Man, she looks hot.
Yeah.
Damn, she looks good.
Doug Hepburn says the kids would love your impressions, Dave. Yeah, exactly. The kids would not really understand my George Costanza impressions and inside jokes, but let me tell you, if you're a Seinfeld fan of a certain age, you are loving it, baby.
Listen, did George actually kill his wife, like, by licking, like, the envelopes or something like
she
that?
She licked
or, like,
the envelopes.
Fiance?
Susan. Yeah, what happened? She licked the cheap envelopes.
That George bought.
That George bought for the wedding.
He got the cheap envelopes because he's a cheap guy and killed the fiance. Remember that.
Supposedly they didn't like the actress, and that's why they killed her off.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
I liked her on the show anymore. Funny. Wow. Well, that's news to me, man. Well, that's a great way to do it, man. Oops. I did it again. Damn, look at her. She's pretty good. She has, how many kids now? Three kids?
I think just two. We all love Britney Spears, you know?
I do, man. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
When Britney Spears was coming out, when did Hit Me One More Time come out? What year was that?
That should be our theme song, man. Hit
97,
me one time,
I'll say. I'm guessing.
September 98.
Oh, I was close.
So September 98, I was like...
You were a young Dave.
14? When 14-year-old me saw the Britney Spears Baby One More Time video, I was like, good God almighty!
She helped puberty.
Oh, man, she helped a lot of things happen. She was fantastic. Gotta love Britney Spears, you know? I saw that video when I was a young boy, and, you know, it was exciting. It was an exciting time. Exciting time to be alive. I told all my friends, hey, you see that Britney Spears? They had all seen Britney Spears. We had all seen it. We're all well aware of what was going on in that video, and we liked it. The song, we're like, yeah, whatever, but we liked the video, obviously. Everybody did.
I'm just looking up.
If you're a 14-year-old boy in 1998, you saw that Britney Spears video, tell me you didn't love it. Get it together. Tremendous. Tremendous. AJ was like a grown man at that point, too. That's crazy. You were like 30. She was too young for you at that point. She was like kind of older and like, ooh, look at her, you know? But to you, she's like a kid. Like, were you even aware of Britney Spears, AJ? I love the generation
on this show. It's like different
AJ
generations.
AJ was more of Madonna generation, you know?
Exactly.
I kind of like Madonna.
AJ was born in the Marilyn Monroe generation.
What? Listen, man, I just realized that her ex-husband's name was called K-Fed. What kind of a name is that?
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
He got the attitude adjustment by John Cena on Raw when he was still married to her. It was amazing.
What?
That was a big
deal. John Cena. Here we go, bud.
What was he known for?
Huh?
Living large.
Like, was he a celebrity or something? K-Fed, like, I remember he was.
K-Fed was just, like, one of her backup dancers. You know? Sometimes these pop stars, they're just, like, on the road, and they see these handsome men that are dancing, and they're like, yeah, well, I'll marry you. J-Lo did it, too. She married one of her backup dancers. It was a trend at the time.
He was her toxic pony, man. I get it.
You say toxic pony?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's one of her songs, man.
Toxic Pony?
2022, man. Her new song, Toxic Pony.
Britney Spears or J-Lo?
Britney Spears, man.
Oh,
I've AJ's heard this... up to date with shit, man. What do you think,
I don't
man?
I know the song Toxic. Do you know the song Toxic by Britney Spears? I don't know Toxic Pony.
That's the 2003 was Toxic. Toxic.
What do you have her discography up on your computer or something? What's happening?
AJ, Britney Spears, man. K-Fed. I don't even know.
Yeah, you really don't know anything about Britney Spears. She really was too young for you. Like you missed it. That's funny.
But Madonna, I like. I'll give that to Freddie. I like Madonna too.
Yeah, Madonna was
not so much now.
Too old.
She's,
for
I don't
me.
Know what. Too much Botox, man. It now was she like looks the '80s. Like, Japanese fighting fish.
Yeah, she looks a little wonky, but you know it happens sometimes. But yeah, she was like in the '80s. I was not aware. You know, in the '80s, I was a baby.
I'm gonna tell you a quick story here. I came this close one time. I know
no,
you're
you
gonna
didn't.
Say bullshit.
No,
yes,
didn't.
I did. I came this close to going out with a little, couple of drinks with a certain Queen Latifah once, but that's a long time ago. I don't know if anybody knows who Queen Latifah is.
Queen Latifah. Are you trying to say that you were like gonna maybe date Queen Latifah? Because
you know, I came. It's, you know,
Queen Latifah is she's a lesbian, AJ.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if she would have went with me, man, it would have been changed.
I don't think so.
I would have been her toxic pony.
Maybe
man,
it's after meeting AJ that she said, like, yeah, I'm switching teams.
She's super nice. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. She's super, super nice. Really, really nice woman.
I think she made that decision pretty soon after
lesbian.
Her birth.
Not bullshit, Agile.
Who was it? It was Susan that George turned into a lesbian.
Susan,
no?
Yes. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Full circle. George did turn Susan into a lesbian. That is true. And then she turned back eventually. But yes, yes, that is true. Susan was briefly a lesbian. I forgot that. Didn't Kramer turn Susan's girlfriend back? Didn't,
yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah. He's got the Kavorka, man. Everybody loves Kramer. That guy. What a man. What a man. Oh. Well, this has been Seinfeld Talk on the Ringside Report Network. Good night, everybody. I love you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
See you next week.
All right. We should preview. Let's do the 275 preview. Let's do that.
Let's do it, man. Let's make some money. Oh, by the way, again, Angelo, it's not bullshit.
What's not bullshit?
I just saw a message.
It's definitely bullshit. If AJ said bullshit.
Hey, listen, I called that with Anthony Robbins, and I even had to put up the bloody letter that Anthony Robbins sent me and all that kind of stuff.
The best was Harvey Keitel. Because for a few weeks, and Fred, you'll remember this, for a few weeks AJ was saying he knew Harvey Keitel and he'd seen him, and we were like, you probably saw a guy that looked like Harvey Keitel, and in your mind it is Harvey Keitel. And then one day, AJ produces a picture of himself and Harvey Keitel out for lunch, and it is unmistakably Harvey Keitel, legendary actor, just hanging with AJ. And at that point,
time,
we had to say, wow, okay, well, maybe some things are real. Maybe you really
that's
are.
That's what we need on the show, man. We need him on the show to help us boost those numbers.
I'm sure
Harvey Keitel's show does, like, we get Harvey Keitel, we do, like, 20 times the numbers at least.
Keitel's a big Seinfeld fan. He really likes this show. He thinks it's great.
Listen, man, and he's a big AJ fan, and I'm telling you, he likes Ringside Report because, you know me, I'm going to force him to listen to it. And I'll tell you something, man. Listen, I told Harvey this. I said, you know what? When AJ gets really old, I want to be like you, man.
That is pretty offensive.
I don't know if he took it really well, but the guy looks awesome.
Yeah. Might be a bit
no,
late
just
for
like
you.
Listen, man, he's super, super cool guy, man. Super cool guy. But you know what? Yeah, poor Harvey, man.
Oh, you got you there, AJ.
Listen.
I want to be like you, a rich movie star. I don't think so, AJ. I don't know.
Listen, man.
With a giant penis, too. Huge hands.
Man. Yeah, Harvey, man. He's got the rhinoceros going there. Or the elephant, man.
All right. Doug wants us to bring in the wolf. I don't know what that means. Oh, that's Harvey Keitel. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there's AJ and Keitel.
Hey, there I am.
Crazy.
Actually, you see, it's not bullshit. And by the way, man.
And there's our intern, Mark. That's our intern, Mark. Shout out, Mark. We love Mark.
PR Mark, man. He's always listening to us, PR Mark.
Mark's a good man.
We got to get him on in another wrestling show because this guy has become a huge wrestling fan. Like, he went from, like, not knowing anything about wrestling to becoming, like, our best, like, videographer, best photographer. I remember at one point, me and Dave were in the show. Freddie, listen to this. We're in the show. We're watching the fights. And next thing you know, there's, like, action hitting, like, the ring. Who's right up against the ring, almost in the ring? PR Mark. The guy has balls by,
like, blends in.
It's incredible.
He blends in like he's part of the show. It's crazy. He looked like this is a guy. It's nothing about this guy, Mark. He looks like he belongs everywhere he goes. You know, it's like, oh,
awesome.
you must be here. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. There's something about him, about the way he is, about the way he looks, the way he dressed. I don't know what it is. Just him, his essence. He's just this guy that looks like he would just kind of belong anywhere, and he could just fit in. It's like, what's he doing there? He should be there. Even though he shouldn't be at some places that he is, he just kind of fits in, and it works. It's amazing. He's quite a guy.
Listen,
AJ,
man,
you've introduced me to a lot of people that I don't like, but I do like Mark. I really do like Mark. He's a good guy.
And you know what the best part about PR Mark? The guy is awesome. So if you want a real good PR guy, PR Mark, you know, hit up AJ. But I'm going to tell you what he did. This guy is so, like, he's so like a chameleon. He's even better than me on that. He managed to hang around with Snoop Dogg. You know that, eh?
Yeah.
He was hanging with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's cool.
I'll tell you.
Mark is cool.
Yeah, he's cool. Mark.
Yeah,
Mark
I'm not surprised.
Yep.
He probably knows those unspeakable guys, like he could call them, you know? He knows
I'm sure he does. That's his job, man.
That's right.
Okay, good night, everybody.
All right, let's do the UFC 275 preview. Let's win some money for everybody. Anthony McDonough out in London watching us. Shout out, Anthony.
Anthony!
Back.
London!
He was in Cancun, Mexico, and now he is back.
Man, he must be tanned like crazy.
Yeah, says he had a fantastic time. Nice. Glad you enjoyed your vacation, and we are going to give you some picks so you could win some money and pay off that vacation real easy, okay? Easy peasy.
I wonder if he went to Senior Frogs, if it's still there.
All right. Let me ask you something.
Tell me.
How do you see this main event going? Glover Teixeira, the champion from Brazil, 42 years old, doing it for the old guys, keeping it gangster for the OGs. Glover Teixeira, black belt in jiu-jitsu, trained with Chuck Liddell, has now won 6 in a row in the UFC after dropping a decision to Corey Anderson in 2018. He's been on a run that culminated with him winning the light heavyweight championship against Jan Blachowicz last October. Can he do it again? Knocked out Anthony Smith, submitted Thiago Santos, submitted Jan Blachowicz. Can he get through Jiří Procházka? Can he get through this monster of a man from the Czech Republic with lightning bolts in his fists, with a lightning bolt coming off the back of his head, just looking like a danger, a threat, and possibly the next light heavyweight champion of the world? This is an interesting fight because I think Glover on the ground has a big advantage. I think he is leaps and bounds better than Jiří Procházka, than most light heavyweights in the UFC once that fight hits the ground. Glover Teixeira on your back, forget about it. It's over. But can he take Jiří down? Can he get on Jiří's back? And can he shut the door? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Jiří... I watched the Jiří-Dominic Reyes fight today. Dominic took him down in the first round. But Jiří just stood back up. He just stood up. Like, yeah, okay, cool. You know when some guys are just so strong and so powerful that they're just like, yeah, your technique's cool, but I'm just going to stand up out of it and keep throwing bombs at you. And, yeah, I think Dominic Reyes hit Jiří Prochazka with some good punches. He may have even hurt him. But Jiří kept coming forward, and eventually he just lands that death blow and he puts your lights out. And I think that's what's going to happen with Glover. I think it might be a little quicker than the Dominic Reyes fight because I think Glover doesn't have the size that Dominic Reyes did, doesn't have the power that Dominic Reyes did. Reyes, I think, is a more difficult task for Jiří Prochazka standing up than Glover Teixeira is. I don't see Glover Teixeira as a one-punch knockout guy. Like, he's got power, he's strong, but he's not big enough at light heavyweight to be a guy that'll put your lights out with one shot. And I think Jiří Prochazka is. He's very good technically. Like, he's very sharp. He's very talented. I think that Glover Teixeira is a better fighter than Jiří Prochazka, like, technique-wise. Like, I think that he does things better than Jiří, but it's the intangibles that are going to get Jiří over the hump. You know, it's the strength, it's the power, it's the speed, it's the size, it's the chin, it's the fact that he's, how old's Jiří now? 30?
29.
And Glover's 42. Like, those things, you know, those things make a difference. And I think that's going to be the difference in the fight. I think Glover Teixeira will not be able to take Jiří down. And I think that once Glover gets hit with a few shots, he's going to get hurt and his lights are going to turn out and that'll be it. I think it's going to be quick, actually. I don't think this is going to be a long fight. I think this probably ends before we hit championship rounds. I think within the first 15 minutes, maybe even within the first 10 minutes. First or second round, I could see this going with Jiří Prochazka, the winner by knockout and new UFC light heavyweight champion. I like Jiří by knockout, but don't sleep on Glover by submission. Like, that's the other thing about this fight that's interesting to me. It's like, well, Jiří by knockout is probably the safe bet. Jiří is the favorite right now. It makes a lot of sense. But Glover takes your back, it could be lights out. Like, Glover's shown recently, like, man, he's got good wrestling, and if he can take you down and he can get those hooks in, you're going to be in trouble no matter who you are. Like, it doesn't matter. You get a black belt like Glover on your back, you're going to be in trouble. So Jiří needs to avoid that big time. But if he does, he should win the fight. Jiří Prochazka right now -213, the favorite. Glover Teixeira +171, the underdog. Jiří by knockout -129, the most favored outcome. Glover by submission +400. Might be worth a look if you're believing in Glover Teixeira. I don't think this fight goes the distance.
No,
will the fight go the distance? Yes, +280. No, -500. So odds makers believe this one will have a finish. I think so too. Yeah,
Dave, you know what? You're right on point because, you know what? If this was Glover Teixeira, not at 42 years old, and this was a Glover at like his mid-20s,
yeah,
like his early 30s, it's a different story. Glover, when he came into the scene in the UFC, I was watching him in Brazil fighting, and I'm like, this guy will be the most dominating guy in the UFC. And that's a long, long time ago. But here we are today. He's the champion. The thing is that he has to be absolutely perfect for 25 minutes not to get knocked out. He has to be perfect. I don't think he has that stamina to be perfect for 25 minutes. And you got to remember, one thing with Jiří is, looking at this guy's stats, he is ridiculous. This guy, out of 28 career fights, he's KO'd or TKO'd 25 of them. And that says it all. In his last four fights, Dominic Reyes, race. Volkan Ozdemir, CB Dalloway, and Fabio Maldonado in Ryzen. These all won by KO. This guy said something today that, or was it today or yesterday? I can't recall. He said something very interesting. He goes, listen, if it goes to the ground, I don't play. I just go straight to ground and pound, and I knock the shit out of them, or I stop it. So there's no playing with jiu-jitsu, and that's what made me think, does Teixeira have enough to get this guy submitted? Sure, he could, but he's got to be able to sustain 25 minutes, and I don't think he's going to be able to because this guy is super powerful. He could get up, and you know what? Last week's picks were like I went with the underdogs, and I wanted to bring in the three-legged horse, but let's be honest. You know, there's going to be a new champion, and this guy is – he has everything there, man. There's been no dominant guy in that division other than Jones. If there's somebody that could be dominant, we've seen the title change over a couple of times already. Man, this guy, Yuri's going to be there for the long haul, man. I'm telling you, he's only getting better.
Magomed Ankalaev, don't sleep on him. Don't forget.
That's true.
Difference in athleticism is pretty much what scares me for Glover because I see Yuri as being very athletic and being big also and bigger, stronger. So I think he, like, if Glover wants to bring it to the ground, is he really going to wrestle with Yuri? You know, that I think that could be dangerous in some clinches position. He's going to get some knees, some elbows. So I see probably, yeah, like Dave said, Yuri just overpowering. He might not be as technical as Glover, but when he throws those big shots, man, he's throwing to hurt, man. And I expect him to hurt Glover. The only way I could see Glover having some success is if he manages to put Yuri on his back early, like right in round one, like put the tempo right away where you're able to put him on his back. But if that doesn't happen, I think Yuri wins probably every other aspect of this fight. Like if Glover can't put him on his back, I think it's going to be a long night for Glover.
But you know what's interesting, Freddie, is that we haven't seen a lot of Yuri. This is only his second, like he's only had two fights in the UFC and two, this is, you know, two of them have been KOs. You look at Glover, he has 13 UFC finishes. But when you look at the overall statistics and size, you got a 80-inch reach for Yuri and 76 for Teixeira. That's a difference, man. That 4-inch makes a huge difference to a guy who's a power puncher and a phenomenal striker. And you know what? You know, age is a factor here, man. He's 29 years old. You know, we've only seen, like I said, a few fights from him. But in his career, man, he goes for the knockout. And he knows he's going up against Glover. You know, but he's not worried about the submission. He's not worried. And you know what? A lot of people don't realize that. Obviously, his jiu-jitsu and wrestling game must be pretty good. Probably not better than Glover's, but it's going to be pretty good, you know, to anybody else. But look, I think Glover had his chance to win the UFC championship, which I wanted to see way, way back. I'm glad I got a chance to see it. I'm sure he's glad to have held the belt, but I think Saturday's fight is going to be a tough one for him. You know, it's enough of a fight for him that if he loses, that he might just hang up the gloves. He's at that age, man. He's 42 years old. He's done everything you can imagine.
It's possible. It is possible if he loses the belt that he may retire. But, it's an interesting fight that is winnable for Glover if the right things happen. I just don't think those things will happen. Patrick C. Hamilton dropping the 777. He says, listening closely and we'll make a bet on a single fight. Well, Patrick, I hope we can give you a nice pick. I'm going to say that the lock of the night for me is going to be Valentina Shevchenko. I think she smashes through Tyler Santos. I think Santos is a decent opponent, but she is just here because she's racked up a few wins and there's nobody left for Valentina to beat. She's just fresh meat up here against Valentina. 19-1, like she's pretty good, but you know, she went to a decision with Roxanne Modafferi. She went to a decision with Jillian Robertson. She won those decisions, but man, if you can't finish those people, you have no chance beating Valentina Shevchenko. Like if you have to go the distance with Roxanne Modafferi and you can't finish her, you will get completely obliterated by Valentina Shevchenko. If you want to come into a fight with the greatest women's flyweight fighter of all time, you have to come in with, you know, some finishes. You have to come in with some danger. You have to be a threat. and I don't see Tyler Santos as a threat. I think Valentina Shevchenko, like I said, the best women's flyweight of all time, one of the greatest UFC champions of all time. She has now defended her title 6 times. This will be coming up on her 7th. The only thing that I wonder is, you know, she's 34. At what point does it kind of slow down? But she's so disciplined and she's so talented that I don't think it's now. I really don't think it's now, and I don't think it's against Tyler Santos, who's only 28 years old. Like, you know, there's something to be said about being a 34-year-old against a 28-year-old, but Valentina's something else. She's not average. She's not normal. She is a killer. It's all she does. It's all she likes to do. She shoots. She dances. She speaks like 10 different languages, and she fights. And she's just, that's all she does. She's got that singular focus on fighting, on being the champion, on being the bullet, Valentina Shevchenko. I'm such a fan of hers. I think she's fantastic. I think she's just the best. So I got Valentina. She's my lock of the night, and not a lot of value on her. Minus 567, the favorite, biggest favorite on this card to beat Tyler Santos, because Valentina at this point is getting to be a sure thing. She is that good.
Man, you're absolutely right, Dave. And that's the thing with Valentina. When she gets inside that distance, all she wants to do is finish fights. She just wants to win. She wants to prove like she's the greatest fighter out in the octagon. And that's the thing. She goes there to finish. And you could tell by her last 4 fights. You know, 3 of those 4 have all been by KO. And when you're going up against a person that's won by decision, look, obviously she can fight the distance. But, man, when you're going up against a laser, you know, you better be able to knock her out, because this is not going to a decision win. This is going to a KO win somewhere along the line. And I agree with you, man. She's so well-rounded, Valentina, that it's so hard to go against her, because she's going to win, man. And she's going to win. She's going to win good.
She beats everybody.
Whatever way, she beats everyone. So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
You know, man, this almost makes me want to see Juliana Pena beat Amanda again so that Valentina could maybe challenge her. That'd be a good fight. But yeah, yep. Valentina's gonna win tomorrow at 125. She's the queen. She's the best. And she's going to continue. I don't believe her opponent, Santos, is a... like you said, you know, going to decision against Roxanne. It, you know, Roxanne's a good fighter, but she's not the level of a Valentina Shevchenko. So I expect Valentina to finish it. Probably a TKO, man. She'll overwhelm her with strikes, and she'll end up getting the win.
So we all unanimous here with the first and the second fight.
But I'm not touching it. The odds is awful.
Well, I'm going to throw her in my parlay because she's a goddamn slam dunk. She's Valentina Shevchenko. She's yep. just a guarantee. Okay. And now we have Joanna Jędrzejczyk taking on Zhang Weili, which is a very interesting fight. Joanna's last fight was against Zhang Weili. She lost a split decision for the women's strawweight title. And it was a very close fight. It was one of the greatest fights you'll ever see. Zhang Weili, after beating Joanna, went on to fight Rose Namajunas twice, got knocked out with a head kick, and then lost a split decision to Rose right after that. Winner of this fight probably gets Carla Esparza for the championship. Of course, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, when she first won the championship, she beat Carla Esparza to do so.
And those were great years, man. When I saw Joanna at the press conference this week, man, I'm like, man, those were great years when she was dominating, killing everybody. Like, she was a killer. She was great.
She didn't smile as much as she does now, though. Have you noticed that?
No.
She seems too happy, you know?
She looks good, man.
Yeah, she looks great. Good. She looks good. And you know what? I think there's something to be said about not putting yourself through the wars. I think there's something to be said about how Joanna has handled the past few years of her career since losing the championship to Rose Namajunas. She went off those 2 fights to Rose. She lost by TKO. She lost by decision. She came back. She fought Tisha Torres, beat her by decision. Then she fought Valentina Shevchenko for the flyweight title, went 5 rounds with Valentina and lost, but still went up in weight, went 5 rounds, didn't get finished. then fought Michelle Waterson over five rounds, beat her by decision, then lost the split decision to Zhang Weili. But all this is happening in, like, several years. Like, the Rose fights were 2017, 2018. Later on, a few months later, she beats Tisha Torres. Then, again, she fights in December 2018. But since then, she's chilled out. She fought once in 2019, once in 2020. And I think she's doing this to extend her career, to maximize her winning potential. And you look at Joanna Jędrzejczyk, she's probably the greatest women's strawweight in the history of the UFC. Nobody's defended the title as much. And even though she's not the champion, she still feels like the champion. You know, like, cool. She's still fighting the top people in the division. She's still fighting only former champions. She's still fighting championship fights or title eliminators. Like, if she wins this fight, she fights for the belt again, and she could be the next champion. Like, I don't know about you guys, but Carla Esparza, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, I'm going with Joanna champion. Joanna. Yeah, I got Joanna to win that fight. And you know what? I got Joanna to win this fight, too, because I watched the Zhang Weili Joanna Jędrzejczyk fight again a couple of days ago, and this was a five-round fight that I thought Joanna won at least two of the first three rounds in. Now, did she lose the fourth and fifth round? You know, maybe. And she lost 48-47. Two judges scored it 48-47. That's 3-2 for Zhang Weili. One judge scored it 48-47, 3-2 for Joanna. So it was very, very close. But I think it was closer in the later rounds. I think Joanna won the first round. Joanna may have won the second round. And the third round was tight, but maybe you could give it to Joanna too. There's an argument to be made that Joanna maybe even won that fight against Zhang Weili. But in a three-round fight, especially since Joanna's kind of taking it easy, and you could say, well, she's inactive. Is that good? I think it is for her. I think this works for Joanna.
Yep.
And I think Joanna, in a three-round fight here with Zhang Weili, is going to find a way to take two of the three rounds and win. Joanna Jędrzejczyk right now, plus 140, the underdog, over at bet99.com. Zhang Weili, minus 175, the favorite. I think Joanna finds a way to win two or three rounds, and she takes the decision. And that, to me, is my most fun pick on this card. That's the one that I really like. I think Jiří is a solid one. Valentina is solid. But Joanna, I think, is the one that's going to catch people sleeping. I think a lot of people have written her off. I think a lot of people think, well, Joanna hasn't fought in 2 years, and Zhang Weili beat her last time. But, you know, as you're seeing that on paper, watch the fight. Think about what happened. The speed of Joanna, the accuracy of her striking, I think she's going to land enough that she wins on points. She'll take the first two rounds, and she'll win this fight. I got Joanna and Jędrzejczyk winning a decision, plus 140. What do you think, Freddie?
Yeah, I agree. I got Joanna, and she's going to win the title. And I hope when she saw Carla winning the title that it built some hunger inside of her, because that's a winnable fight for her. Like, Rose might have been a bad matchup, but, hey, styles make matchups, and Carla's a good matchup for her to get that title back. So I'm hoping we see a hungry Joanna. And, I'm a Joanna fan, man. She's great, man. I hope she wins, and I expect her to do so. Decision makes sense.
Freddie, Dave, I'm going to tell you, I completely agree with you guys. And if you look back at my Rhinosaurus back in March of 2020, that fight there was probably the fight of the year. If not, it should be in the Hall of Fame. That's how good of a fight that was. But in my opinion, I scored it towards Joanna on that. I thought she won it. It was close, but I thought she edged out Weili. And that was enough for me to say, if they ever fight again, it's going to be a different story. Joanna's not going to hold back as much. She's going to go in there, and she's going to be super aggressive right off the first round. And I think it's going to be a different story. And let's be honest, Weili hasn't looked that great in the past little while. So it's just, I just think the 2 years of, like, staying off, recovery, you know, she's really conditioning herself. I think it plays in her favor. And you're right. A lot of the bookmakers are going with Weili on this, but I really agree with you, Dave, because they forgot who she is. They forgot who Joanna is. This girl, man, comes out to fight. And no matter if she has a rhinoceros bump on her head, she still goes out and fights. She doesn't give up. This girl is a warrior. And I think she's coming back to prove that. And I think it's going to be a Joanna fight. And I think it's going to be a good year for her.
Wow. I was not expecting you guys to both jump on the Joanna train. I usually pick the underdog women on the main card, and you guys are like, I don't know, Dave, you're probably wrong about, you know, you guys usually pick the favorite women, and I go with the underdog, and I'm usually right. And then you guys, you know, you guys aren't usually
with
me.
Not this time,
bud. I thought you were going to say, oh, Dave, you're crazy, Zhang Wei Li, da-da-da. No, okay, cool. Well, let's give you my parlay then, because the rest of this card is, you know, it's mid.
Well,
it's a mid-level card.
Yeah, Mano Cape is good.
That's mid. It's mid. Whoops. That's the card. That's the card. Okay, you like that card? It's mid.
Yeah.
You know, after that, it kind of drops off. And here's my parlay. Hey, there's my parlay. How about it? I got Jiří Procházka. Minus 213. Valentina the Bullet. Minus 567. Joanna champion, plus 140. And I'm taking a look at a prelims. I got Andre Fialo, minus 150. I think he is a very solid pick. There's a lot of heat behind this guy. People are talking about him. He is a talented fighter, and I think he beats Jake Matthews, minus 150. $20 over at Bet99 will give you 142.56. That's not bad. That's Team Dave's four-fight parlay for UFC 275. 20 gets you 142.56. Once again, Andre Fialo, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Valentina Shevchenko, and Jiří Procházka. AJ, you are on the clock.
That looks good, Dave. I like it. So I'm going to start off, like, you know, obviously I'm going with Jiří on this. Again, with Valentina. Then I'm going with Joanna. And then I'm going to go with Manel Cape. I think Manel Cape is going to be able to knock out Bontorin. And then this is going to be my fifth one. I'm going to go with Jack Della Maddalena. Even
Della
Maddalena. Maddalena.
Jack Della Maddalena Macarena.
Della Maddalena.
Della Maddalena.
Maddalena.
Our references are so cool. No wonder we're doing well, like Unspeakables.
And he's playing. He's playing. I was going to say he's fighting Ramzan. I was going to say Ramsey, the best condoms around. Listen, so I'm going with Jack Della. You know, Ramzan, that's what I said. Ramsey, I was just going to say, throwing the joke.
Ramsey?
It kind of fizzled out, man.
I don't get it.
Oh. Do they still have him? I don't even know anymore. But anyways,
I don't know.
So yeah, so I'm going
Ramsey
with
was the best
Della.
Character on Game of Thrones. Dave doesn't care,
that.
But.
AJ, you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I didn't, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
No. I don't watch that stuff.
No. So
I
what's
like
your parlay? Could you tell
me your
parlay?
I just told you, man. I just
Maddalena,
told you.
Maddalena.
Jiří, Valentina,
okay.
Joanna, Manel Cape, and
Jiří,
Jack Della.
Valentina, Joanna, Cape, Crusader, and Maddalena. $20 gets you $200.50. Team AJ,
a
five-fight main card parlay. Maddalena, Cape. Jędrzejczyk, Shevchenko, and Procházka.
That looks good, man. I don't want to be, like, overconfident, but, like, last week was a fizzle. But this one, you know, I think has a strong possibility coming up, man.
Last week was
a
fizzle.
Payout,
I'm going all fizzle, Eastern fizzle. Europe on my main card. You like that? I got Joanna from Poland, Valentina from Kyrgyzstan, and Jiří from the Czech Republic. All Eastern European countries. Although, I think Kyrgyzstan is technically in Asia.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry. I'm not good at geography. Fred, your turn for the parlay.
All right, Matt. Well, mine looks like yours, except for one fight. So I got Jiří. I got Joanna. I got Manel Cape like AJ. I think he's going to win against Bontorin. And Andre Fialo is a good pick, man. I wasn't looking at it, but once you talked about it, yeah, I expect him to beat his opponent, man. Jake Matthews is a decent fighter. Phil Yao is a good fighter. So those are my four-fight parlay.
There you go. Team Fred, four-fight parlay.
Wait.
Hold on. Jiří Procházka, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Mano Cape, and Andre Fialo. That's the Team Fred Parlay. That is solid stuff right there. $20 gets you $174.79 over at bet99.com. I like it. Big
like
money.
It too.
Big money Freddie. Big money AJ. Big money Dave. We are cashing in big time.
Somebody's winning, man.
Somebody's winning. And if you read between the lines, guys, all of us
could
picking
win.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk in our parlays and also picking her as an underdog. So that should tell you something. Tells me something.
Dave, just
yes,
let you
AJ.
Know, Kyrgyzstan is in Central Asia. You were right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Population of 6 million people. And out of 6 million, 5 million are probably fighters.
I don't know about that, but maybe. Okay. Well, there it is. There it is. That's the UFC 275 preview show. Jason Pete says, I hope she has that hunger again, talking about Joanna. I'm on the train for sure. She's such a great athlete. I agree. I'm a big fan of Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Big fan of Valentina Shevchenko. Two great champions. Look forward to seeing them. I'm a big fan of Zhang Weili as well. Can't say I'm a big fan of Tyler Santos. Don't know that much about her. Haven't followed her career like I have the great champions of the UFC, right? But, yeah, I'm a big fan of Jiří Procházka and Glover Teixeira. I'm not going to be mad no matter who wins that fight. You know what I mean? Like, if Jiří wins, cool. Jiří's the new breed. Jiří's, you know, passing of the torch and all that. But if Glover wins, it's like, he still got it, baby. Come on,
OG,
Glover.
Man.
You know, so either way, it's cool. Like, the main event is going to be cool, but I'll be happier if Jiří wins because I'm going to put money on him to win. So clearly, you know, we know where we want things to go. But I like Glover Teixeira a lot. The guy's a legend of the sport. He seems like such a nice man. You know, he just seems like a good guy. I got a lot of respect for him, a lot of love for him, so I will not be mad to see him win. I'll actually be happy to see him win. If Jiří wins, it's kind of like, yeah, all right, young guy, big power. He wins. That's cool. I like Jiří. Jiří seems cool, too. But Glover, it's like you're kind of rooting for him, you know? I don't think he's going to win, but I'm kind of rooting for him because it's hard not to. Especially as we get older, you know? You got to root for these old guys to still rock it. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun, and I will see you again on Saturday night for the UFC 275 watch along, 10 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be watching UFC 275 with you if Freddie and I can stay up that late. It's getting tougher and tougher. You know?
Viagra.
I'm not sure that helps.
Thank you to Doug Hepburn dropping a super chat. Thank you to Patrick C. Hamilton dropping a super chat. Thank you to all the members. Patrick, you're the Super Chat Leader of the Night. Thank you to
Viagra.
Viagra?
I was going to say the Viagra helps after the cocaine to keep you up, but don't do that.
Is this from experience, or are you talking about John Jones?
I thought you were going to say Johnny Depp or something.
Oh, him too.
I mean, Cat Williams said it, man. Cocaine make your dick limp.
Wow. Well...
Did Tony Montana say that in his movie, too?
Maybe.
No, I don't have experience with that. Super chat. Oh, Angelo Contagonis dropping a super chat. Great show, guys. It was entertaining. And with that, Angelo is a new super chat leader. Thank you, Angelo. Thank you, buddy. Angelo Contagonis, thank you. Thank you to Doug Heppard, Angelo Contagonis, Digital Art Coding, my man Jason Pete out in Mexico, Patrick C. Hamilton, Anthony McDonough out in the UK. And everybody else checking in tonight. We appreciate you. Brooklyn Lizard, Lauren Cronish, and Cote St. Luke.
Hey, don't we have a guest next week, by the way, Dave, before we forget?
I believe our buddy James Boom Boom Mancini will be joining us next week to promote something.
Boxing.
A boxing
KO.
Thing?
Yeah.
Something? Super boxing? So we'll talk to him about that and whatever else he has going on. You know? YouTube, I know he's in the YouTube business now, Boom Boom. Fred, you got people coming down your stairs.
Stand-up
you know?
Comedian? Who's that? What's that? What's it saying there?
Fred's good. There's a special guest. Patrick C. Hamilton dropping a super chat. Oh, Patrick dropping a $10 super chat. And he's now the super chat leader, taking it back from Angelo. Uh-oh. A little battle going on there. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you. Doug Hepburn wants to know whatever became of Glenn W.O. Glenn is like, Glenn was with us on the shows during the pandemic when his gym had to be closed, but now he's like teaching jujitsu all the time.
He's busy, man.
So he's very, very busy. We'll get him back at some point. He'll be on the show. But yeah, our old buddy Glenn, our old buddy James Boom Boom, we'll bring them all back. James Boom Boom will be back with us next week. So that'll be good.
Listen, man. Yeah, and these guys are like good friends of ours. Even if they're not on, they're always listening. They're always supporting. And that's the thing, man. When jiu-jitsu was like at a stalemate, these guys were able to come and like have fun with us. But once like everything is back to order, man, these guys are so busy. Like Glenn is like super busy, man. You know, he doesn't have time for his models and all that kind of stuff. His,
I
like,
think he
you
still
know,
does.
His, well, maybe he does, but not as many as he used to. The thing is, he's too busy doing jiu-jitsu, man. Glenn.
Super chat.
T-Mac.
Well, I saw Fred at the jiu-jitsu gym today, AJ. So I know Freddie and I are busy doing jiu-jitsu, and Glenn's busy doing jiu-jitsu. I don't know about you busy doing jiu-jitsu. I guess you're rolling with six-year-olds. Or...
Again, yesterday was Wednesday. With, you're absolutely
with
right.
With children.
Yes, and I won again, just to let you know.
Grappled with any grown man recently.
I'm still like the king of the mountain, man.
Uh-huh.
You're the Kramer of this show.
You really are the Kramer.
Hey, listen, just on that note, I just want to say is that next week is actually my last class.
I was going to say something else, but I'm not.
Don't say that, Mofo. Listen, next week is my last class with the kids. I'm giving out like the certifications, and I'm going to give some stripes out. You know, I want to keep some aspect of it traditional. So next week is my last class with my little ninjas. There's over 22 of them. So that's a lot of kids, man. Trust me. AJ knows, like, you know, what stress is. And, yeah, next week's my last class, and I'll see the kids back in September.
Cool, man.
Good stuff. Thank you, boys. Angelo Contagonis dropping a super chat. He takes the lead back from Patrick. Thank you, Angelo. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you to everybody supporting the Ringside Report Network. We definitely appreciate you. We don't have the millions of the unspeakable guys, but we're doing it. We're doing it big for you. And hey, I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, to talk some pro wrestling with my man Johnny North right after SmackDown. So tune in here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, every Friday night after SmackDown for Wrestling Uncensored. And then Freddie and AJ will be back Saturday night, UFC 275 watch along Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Join us for that. It's going to be a party. Thanks, everybody. This has been Ringside Report. MMA on the Ringside Report Network.
Please join in and give your support to Ringside Report Network. We've been providing expert coverage and commentary on both pro wrestling.